the dangers of climbing the corporate ladder, and how to navigate around it without minor injuries. Dive into a thrilling snakes and ladders twist, packed with perilous booby traps, where each dice roll teeters between victory and disaster. The corporate ladder is a sham, a mirage, a bad joke concocted by those who seek to maintain power and control. It's like trying to catch a unicorn, except even if you see it, you'll end up with a regular horse and some glitter. Picture this: you've poured blood, sweat, and tears into your work for years, only to discover that the ladder you've been climbing is rug-pulled any moment, leaving you free-falling into the abyss of sorrow and resentment. Who needs bungee jumping when you've got corporate America? You may think that if you work hard enough and stay late every shift, if you say yes to every ask, you'll be rewarded with a shiny new rung to grasp. But finally, the corporate ladder is a sneaky beast, and even the most dedicated climbers can find themselves without a handhold when the winds of restructuring blow. No matter how high you climb, the truth is that the ladder remains out of your control. One day, you're sipping coffee in the at your desk, daydreaming of that next promotion, and the next thing you know, you're staring at a company-wide restructure or being laid off without notice, wondering where it all went wrong. But worry not, my friends. There is a silver lining to this soul-sucking cloud. You see, the key to navigating the treacherous world of corporate America is not to climb higher, but to play the game in a more stealthy, cunning manner. Instead of trying to claw your way up the ladder that's rigged from the start, focus on building key relationships and alliances. That way, when the ladder inevitably comes crashing down, you'll have a safety net of contacts and colleagues to cushion your fall. Plus, networking is like having your spy network. You'll be the first to know about new opportunities and changes in the company landscape. Another approach to consider is honing your skills and expertise like a razor-sharp katana. Become so indispensable that even if the ladder is snatched away, you'll have the leverage to negotiate a parachute if you become so good at your job and it becomes so annoying to replace you. After all, there's no better way to stick it to the overlords than by making them realize they can't survive without you. So, my dear friends in corporate drudgery, don't waste your precious energy climbing a ladder that can vanish without notice. Instead, focus on forging your path and playing the game covertly and subversive way.